a question. Is this approval of a work order?
Two change orders.
Two change orders?
Yeah.
Okay.
If we go too long, I'm going to have to recess under Mr. Strophis.
Okay.
Oops, I'll just walk out.
I'll try to keep it as
Call meeting back to order here. Yes, sir. It's all yours.
Two change orders that are on your agenda today. The first is on our CCTV contract, and this is just a closeout change order. It's a deduct of $26,439.93. Basically, we didn't know for sure how much pipe we were going to need to clean and inspect. It was an estimate, and in the end, we have just some quantity left over that we didn't need. So this is just to zero out the contract and close the project.
$26,000 in our favor?
Yeah.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Discussion. What was our total job, just out of curiosity?
$113,000.
And we got all, that got us all inspected?
Well, everything that they wanted to inspect.
That they wanted to inspect.
Now the repair stuff.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, and then the next one is on the Ozark Beach project. And this change order addresses several issues. One is when we did the Judicial Center Force Main, when we originally did the quantities for the contract, the road department was going to build it from the point where it crossed the highway, along the highway in front of the Judicial Center, then up Shorty Cooper, and then at some point, the decision was made to let Larry Snyder build it over to Shorty Cooper, and then the road department would build it up Shorty Cooper. And then at some point later, we just decided just to have him do the whole thing. Well, we added quantity into the contract during a previous change order to go up Shorty Cooper, but the section, the rest of that force main wasn't added in at that point. It should have been added in at the change order, but nobody realized that.
Should basically along the wall, along the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
not the boring under the highway, but the rest of it.
But it's already been installed, right?
Yeah. We just realized it when they turned in their pay request that that wasn't added into the previous change order, so it should have been.
Was it added in at the same rate per foot?
Yeah. It's unit cost, unit price, so it's the exact same.
Okay. So that's one of them.
Yeah.
How much is that total?
And so that is $14,196.
Okay.
And then there's some at the lift stations, we're wanting to add some mega lugs to make some of the piping more secure now that we're seeing it in place. It's probably fine the way it is, but just as an extra safety measure, we're
secure
wanting to...
Secure the manholes?
Well, to secure the piping within the...
They're coming into the manholes.
Yeah, and is that down where you're going to have settling down to at the water's edge? Or
well,
right
we got four lift stations, and we're proposing to do it on all four lift stations. Well, the change, we initially, when we got this approved through the sewer board, we were going to do all four lift stations. Subsequently, we went back, and there's one of them that we're thinking it's a waste of money. So we probably won't do it, but it's included on this change order.
How much is that total?
I don't have a total. I can do it real quick.
Or unit price?
They're all... It's a specific deal. I'll add it up here real quick.
So one of them may not take place. Is that what you're saying?
Possible.
Yeah, one of them we probably won't do.
But are you wanting us to make that contingent upon needing change?
Well, the way this is set up, I just propose that you go ahead and change it, and then in a future change order, we'll take it out if we don't do it. But at this point, it looks like we're not going to do it. But that's $2,995 total for the fourth station.
Okay. What else you got?
On the lines for the service lines, originally this contract was to take the service lines to the property line or to the edge of the easement, and then at some point it was decided to extend that to within 5 feet of the septic tank. Originally the contract was set up to have a clean out at the end of the line that we were going to build, and then when we added the work in to go to within 5 feet of the septic tank, there were no cleanouts in the contract. And so there's a long story behind this, but what it boils down to it is that there's not any money in there to include cleanouts between where we would have initially dropped off the contract into within a septic tank. And on a lot of properties, that's fine, but in some cases, that service line gets so long that the sewer district would really like to see cleanouts installed at spacings to where they can maintain these lines that we're going to give to the public.
And it's been approved by the sewer board?
Right.
How much is that?
That's the biggest portion of this change order.
I would think so.
Yeah, it's $44,200. And then there's one manhole that we'd like to raise 2 feet. It's in an area we're afraid it's going to, once we're seeing it get built, we're afraid it's going to have some ponding if we don't. That's $675. Those are all the adds. And then there have been several deducts that as we've built the project, we shortened a line or didn't need this or didn't need that. So I can go through these if you want, but they add up to $19,573 in miscellaneous deducts for things that we didn't need. And if you total all those things up, the adds and the deducts, it's a $42,493 increase in the contract. Mostly it's the cleanouts. Everything else basically washes itself out, but it's the addition of the cleanouts.
What was the cost of the project?
$6.72 million.
Okay. Questions or comments? Or
sewer board's all approved all this. Mm-hmm. This is something we just got to do. The cleanouts seem pretty important, especially mm-hmm. some of those runs. Motion to approve the change order for the adds.
Second.
The deducts.
Questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And a copy of those are given to Jim? Or?
He has to sign them. I don't know. Whatever the process is.
It would be good to get a copy of them to Jim.
Are we opening the bid or are we not going to take the bid?
We actually opened the bid January 8th.
We're not going to award it
now. We do not want to award the bid. Is that correct?
I saw your email, Frank.
Hang on just a second. Why don't y'all come up to the table? Can you bump back a second, Bob?
Do you want to sign these now?
I can if you want me to. I don't care. You didn't forget the county, did you?
Well, yeah, I got his email. He sent us an email. Uh-huh.
I'm just messing.
We're just going to do a note.
We really need to.
These guys, but I mean, if they want to, we're going to do a note.
What's it on?
The thumb. Frank doesn't want the thumb now.
No, I know. We already.
We just got to. We got to just establish a no bid.
Yeah.
Right. So that they send the letters to the vendors.
Budget constraints has changed the.
Yeah, because
okay, you're going to take these to Donna.
I got the email.
And ask her to
just
make
a formality
copy.
Process.
I'll
get that to
get copy for your office.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
That's all. We just only wanted a minute of your time just to be able to.
So I got your email. Go ahead.
Can I get one more minute of your time? It's not on the agenda, but just while I got y'all together. We were planning to have a groundbreaking on the Kirbyville project, and we were tentatively, last week sometime, we tentatively set that up for this Thursday. But then I looked, and I was going to call and see if you guys were wanting to be here and that type of stuff, and I looked on your agenda, and you guys are gone.
We're in Jeff City.
So would you guys prefer that we move that to next week?
I'd like to see you move it. Weather conditions being as they are, I don't think Thursday that
yeah, it looks like it.
That you'll have, and I think that it needs to be. I mean, that's a pretty good project for that area. I'd like to see it moved to whatever date you decide on.
So just get with Nikki and try to find a date that works good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Linda or Frank?
Due to budget constraints, my recommendation at this time would be not to purchase this hydraulic thumb equipment. Budget is at $100,000. This came in at 12-something. And in light of the lack of anticipated work for all of the pieces of equipment to be busy this summer, it's a nice to have, but I don't think it's a have to have at this point in time.
Is Franklin, I'm in agreement with you on this, but is this? I talked to Eugene Harlan and even Dwayne, and they said that they thought that our fabrication man at the barn could build one.
There's two different types of thumb attachments for excavators and backhoe type equipment. One is called a Weldon, which I believe he does have the technology to build.
And do we stand at risk whenever we're lifting something if we build it ourselves of if it broke or something, injured somebody, would we be
yes.
in trouble?
Yes. Anytime you weld on a mainframe or a main boom, you're exposing yourself to.
I make a motion to deny the.
What's the proper thing? No bid. What's the proper? What? How do you want us to word this?
I would like to award it.
Deny the bid.
Or just reject all bids and
reject all bids. That's the way it's stated.
That's what you want to do.
Yes. Make a motion to reject all bids.
Seconds to rejecting all the bids.
Discussion.
Can we add a maybe because of budget constraints or budget?
Uh-huh. I would like that if that's okay.
You even have to say why.
Well, I want to be polite. For those listening.
Well, Linda's getting a lot of calls in reference to this issue.
Don't we want to ask Linda to write a explaining and thanking them.
She has a no-bid letter anyway.
Right, thanking them for their efforts, and we apologize for putting you through this when we had to change.
Certainly.
Something like that. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Caught us on a good day, or you'd have had trouble.
All right, do we want to recess until 1?
I'd like to.
I kind of got my one personnel thing. I got it on the table. That's all I needed to do, I think.
I think
which one was it? Don't say that loud. Okay. I make sure I didn't miss it. You're right.
I'm going to post next week for some issues concerning the subjects that we discussed and executive there.
With second thoughts, would you be willing, would we be willing to table personnel until maybe 9:30 tomorrow after we do payroll?
Motion to table executive session personnel till Tuesday at 9:30.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right, we'll recess until 1 o'clock.
What's that one?
Road and Bridge.
Oh, it is 1. Okay. Frank promised to keep it to an hour.
That's right, he did. I better go call.